Good morning and greetings again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. This morning, the inspiration will be shared from John chapter 11. Let me give you a bit of a story, what was happening there. Jesus had three good friends in the town of Bethany. It was Lazarus and his sisters, Martha and Mary. We read in Scripture how he often went to their house. I don't know how often, but he'd go to their house and they would have a blessed time together. They enjoyed coming together. One day, Jesus was quite a ways off. Lazarus was extremely sick, and they sent messengers to find Jesus and to bring him to make Lazarus better. Jesus didn't go right away, and then Lazarus died. Jesus knew that he was dead, and he purposely waited for it. Then, 4 days after he was dead, he shows up. The mourners were there. Family and friends were there to comfort Martha and Mary. And he had them go out to the grave site. Lazarus was buried in a cave. He had them roll back the stone that was on the mouth of the cave. And he called with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Now let's read a bit in John chapter 11. I'll back up a little bit there. In verse 35, it says, Jesus wept. There we see his compassion. We see his heartfelt sympathy for those that were mourning. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." The main lesson that I would take this morning is how Lazarus was resurrected. I'll get to the point here soon. Lazarus was resurrected, and he came forth bound with grave clothes. And Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." How did he come forth being bound? Well, the biggest of all, the biggest miracle was how he was brought back from the dead. that Jesus could do that. But here he came out, bound hand and foot. So how did he move? There's a couple lessons here of our own salvation. We cannot bring forth life from the dead. When we are spiritually dead, we cannot bring forth life. It is God who draws us. And yes, it is up to us to respond, but we alone cannot of ourselves rise from the dead. It is only through Jesus, through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we come forth supernaturally. It's not of our own strength. Our sins, the works of the dead, bind us in such a way that we cannot just come forward without God's power. And then here, Jesus told the others to take off those things that were still binding him, those claws that were put on him because of his death, to take them off and free him. Look at this as when one gets born again, when one gets saved, delivered, given new life, we still often, we will have things hanging onto our life from the old life. It's not a total transformation in one instant. Total life, yes. Forgiveness, yes. But the results of sin, the effects of sin, they still hang on us and tend to affect us negatively and bind us. So we, as Christians, as brothers and sisters, we need to be evolved. We need to be involved, I'm sorry, and available to help each other to be delivered from the works of darkness, to be delivered from the effects of sin, to find freedom and find it more completely so that we can walk in newness of life. So those of us that know the Lord Jesus, we are obligated to look out for each other and to help each other. Like I said, be delivered from the guilt and the power of sin, and to go in freedom. Yes, it is Jesus that makes it possible, and it is in him that it can happen. But we, too, have our part to do to help our brothers and sisters to greater heights and to greater freedom and to greater usefulness. That's it for today. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord.